Have you ever heard that one called something else? Log's all I've ever heard.
That's all I know.
What do you call the little kind of wood that you use when you first start your fire?
Kindling.
If you were to take some pine wood, maybe that's just been cut, and supposedly you can take this and just light it right from the match and it'll catch up. Have you ever seen that?
I don't think it would.
It wouldn't? I don't know.
I don't believe it would without some dry kindling or maybe much paper to get it started, but I don't believe you could ever just light a match to a piece of green pine and it burn. Of course, the needles, yes. But you mean a log.
Well, I was, you know, maybe some kind of wood that would, real rich wood or something. But I've never seen that. You could just light the match and it catch up.
Oh, lighted? There is one. Oh, yes, you mean lighted. What we used to call lighted, we would look for that to make fires when I was a child. It's just a real rich smell of oil and...
Well, what kind of wood is that?
It is pine.
It is pine, but is it dried out or something?
Oh, yeah. And it's the center of a log that's been dried for a long time or a stump. I have seen a lighted stump, and people would go chopping for little pieces to make a fire.
Well, I guess that was easy to start a fire with if they catch right up from a man.
Well, that will. I didn't realize what you meant.
What do you call the black stuff that forms in your chimney after you burn something?
Soot.
Alright, what about what's left in the fireplace after the fire goes out?
Ashes.
Like, what am I sitting in?
A chair.
That's a hard question. The long piece of furniture you might have in your living room that's got cushions on it and it's real comfortable. What's that?
Sofa.
Did you used to have one? I'm sure you didn't have one like what you have now when you were young and growing up or when you first got married. Could you describe what makes you get hair?
We had a settee. Sort of a little love seat affair. Much smaller, much less upholstery.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen the kind that's maybe just wood and it's got real hard cushions on it? That kind, we used to have a chair like that.
Well, we've had many pieces of furniture that weren't so comfortable, yeah. But I don't know. You know, they make the cushion so thick and real comfy now. I guess that's why we like to sit so much. I don't know.
Probably better for us if we didn't.
Right.
Okay, what would you call a piece of furniture in your bedroom that's just got drawers in it and you put your clothes in?
I'd call that the chest of drawers.
Have you ever heard of an old-fashioned piece kind of like that but with a different name?
Well, as a child we had, I don't believe I had that in my room, but we had what we called a wardrobe, and on one side it was like acted as a closet, mm-hmm. because we didn't used to have many closets in the old home. Although they were huge in size, they didn't make closets for some reason.